The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. We're back today with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. Had a nice 7-game slate today. Amongst other news, you know, we've had a huge day of trades on this Wednesday. We have the trade deadline coming up Thursday. Thursday is now when you'll be listening to this. It's going to be more trades to come, but it's been a wild and crazy day. Let's just go briefly go over a few trades that went down today. If you somehow have not heard, Anthony Davis was traded to the Washington Wizards for some first-round picks, some other young guys. D'Angelo Russell was also a part of that trade. Marvin Bagley also went to Dallas. Chris Paul was traded to the Raptors. Good to see him get an opportunity because he was not playing at all for the Clippers. That was not going to happen. Maybe the Raptors will play him. Maybe they'll release him so he can go somewhere. Kobe White was traded to the Hornets of all places. Most people did not see that coming. Solid move for the Hornets. They're going to have a lot of offensive firepower. Jarrett McCain traded to the Thunder for a first-round pick. It was a lot going on. If you didn't hear, James Harden traded for Darius Garland. Nikola Vucevic traded to the Celtics for Anthony Simons. Jaren Jackson Jr., traded to the Utah Jazz of all places. It was just so much going on. Amazing day of basketball. Jonathan Kuminga, just breaking news, that just happened. He was just traded to the Hawks for Kristaps Porzingis, him and Buddy Hield. So more to come. By the time you hear this, you're going to be have heard a couple more. But I just wanted to briefly recap that. If you listen to the NBA Fantasy Today podcast coming up with Doc and Brew, they're going to break it down in full detail. But for now, let's recap these 7 games from Wednesday. All right. First game we're going to talk about, blockbuster game, game of the night. Knicks defeated the Nuggets 134 to 127 in a double overtime masterpiece. Nikola Jokic back in full effect, 30 points, 14 boards, 10 assists. No boards. I mean, no steals, no blocks, but that was okay. A triple-double, great percentages. Unfortunately, he went 1 for 13 from 3. So he had 30, 14, and 10. And technically, if you ask him, he would say he had a terrible game because he went 1 for 13 from 3. He hit 2 or 3 more of those. They probably would have won the game. But, I mean, he's a little rusty for him. But that's an incredible game. 45 minutes played. Tremendous effort. And the Knicks, you know, they were gearing all out to stop him. So, incredible. Jamal Murray, 39 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and a steal. First-time All-Star this year, having a heck of a season. Tremendous game as well. And I think Jamal Murray doesn't get enough credit. I'm so glad he was an All-Star this year. But if, say, you put him on the Knicks instead of Jalen Brunson, he would be doing very similar, equal, or better than Jalen Brunson is for the Knicks. He's just in Denver and it's kind of flies under the radar. And he actually doesn't have to do as much because Jokic is there. But when Jamal Murray needs to step up, he can do it. And he's been doing it like crazy this year. And I just think he needs some recognition for that. Peyton Watson, 10 points, shot bad from the three-point line, 1 for 6. Jamal Murray shot bad from 3 as well, 3 for 14. That's why they lost. A lot of missed threes. But Peyton Watson, 10 and 5 with 2 assists, a steal and a block. Christian Brown didn't do anything offensively, but he had 7 boards and 6 assists. Tim Hardaway Jr., 19 and 6 off the bench. Bruce Brown, 10 points, 3 steals and a block. And Julian Strother, nice 11-point game and 3 boards. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby, 20 and 8 with 4 assists. Cat, 24 and 12. Not traded yet. We'll see. Jordan Clarkson, 11 points. Mikal Bridges, only 5 points and 4 boards. He had a steal and a block, but that's a bad game from Mikal Bridges in 49 minutes. He didn't miss a lot of shots. He just didn't take a lot of shots. He went 1 for 6 from 3, but 49 minutes, 5 points. It's kind of crazy. Jalen Brunson, 42 points, 8 boards, 9 assists, 2 steals. Incredible game. Him and Jamal Murray just dueling. An incredible game. And Brunson was the reason why they won. But also on the bench, Mitchell Robinson, he's been stepping it up for the Knicks. 10 and 8 with a steal and a block. And Landry Shamet had 16 points. Also, the Gershon Yabusele was traded in a smaller trade for Dalen Terry to the Bulls. So just letting you know about that one because so many trades. Next game, the Timberwolves defeated the Raptors 128 to 126. Julius Randle, 17-4-4. Jaden McDaniels, 19-4 with 2 blocks. Rudy Gobert, 10-12 with the steal and a block. DiVincenzo, 15-6-5. And Anthony Edwards, 30 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. You don't normally see 3 steals for Anthony Edwards. Great all-around game. Except for the three-pointers, 1 for 8 from 3. The threes were not falling for anyone today. Naz Reid, 17-8 off the bench. And Bones Highland had a 20-point game, 7 boards, 2 steals, and a block. Game off the bench. If you didn't hear, Mike Conley was traded twice, actually. So we're going to see if they're going to bring in a point guard of note. But that's it for now. For the Raptors, Brandon Ingram, 25-6-4 with a block. RJ Barrett, 13-6 with a steal and 2 blocks. Scotty Barnes, the All-Star, 22-10 with 8 assists, a steal and a block. Colin Murray-Boyles was playing really well, especially in the first half. Finished with 13-4 with 2 steals and a block. And Emmanuel quickly had a good game, 23-8 assists, 5 boards, and a steal. Sandro Mamukelashvili, 14-4 off the bench and a block. They made a trade. Oche Agbaji was moved out. And like I said, Chris Paul was moved in. And they also got Trayce Jackson-Davis from the Golden State in a last-minute trade just for a second-round pick. For the Celtics, with the newly acquired Nikola Vucevic, who did not play tonight, but they did defeat the Rockets 114-93. Luka Garza started at 19-6 with 2 steals. Nemias Keita, 10 points, 19 boards, 2 steals, 5 blocks. He clearly heard another big man was coming to town. He said, hold on, let me show out. 19 boards and 5 blocks is incredible for Nemias Keita. You're going to worry how the presence of Vucevic is going to affect him. And will he just go straight backup minutes? Will he play alongside Vucevic? We will see. I'm pretty sure Garza will lose a lot of time. But Keita should still get some run. We'll see. Derek Wright, 28-8 assists. Ron Harper Jr. started for the Celtics. And Ron Harper Jr., Dylan Harper's brother, Ron Harper Sr.'s son, his other son, really good player, has been playing really well in G League for a long time. Just moved up and straight into the starting lineup. That is really nice to see. 11 points, 9 boards out of nowhere. And this is not a team missing a lot of people. They traded out, you know, Anthony Simons. He's the only one that was not there. Peyton Pritchard came off the bench. And I don't know if he was under punishment or what, but he had 27 points, 7 assists, and 3 boards. Baylor Scheinman did start, had 15 and 10 with a steal. It's like the Celtics were experimenting and it did not backfire. They still won. But guys like Hugo Gonzalez, Jordan Walsh, Josh Minot did not play a lot and were not effective at all. So, but keep an eye on Ron Harper Jr. I don't think he will keep this role, but just because of name value, but he played really well, it's possible. For the Rockets, KD, 15 and 5 with 2 steals and a block. Jabari Smith, 13 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a block. Tari Eason, 10 and 4. Alperen Sengun, 13 and 9 with 2 steals and a block. And Amen Thompson, 11, 4, 4, and 1 steal. Now, you look at these numbers, you're thinking these are like halftime numbers, right? Now, this is what they finished with. This is why they lost the game. No one on the bench in double figures. Reed Shepard and Aaron Holiday had 9. It was just a poor performance by the Rockets. They were not ready to play tonight. Next game, the Bucks defeated the Pels 141 to 137. For the Pels, Trey Murphy III went off 44 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, and 3 steals. He made 12 three-pointers, 12 for 19 from 3. You'd think at some point the Bucks would have tried to prevent this man from shooting threes, but he shot them all night and made most of them. Tremendous game by Trey Murphy. Zion had 20, 5, and 8 with 2 steals. Sadiq Bey, 22 points. Derek Queen, only 6 points. Had 7 assists, though. That's nice, but not a good game overall. Herb Jones, 7 points, 2 steals. Off the bench, Jeremiah Fears, 13 points and 4 assists. For the Bucks, Kyle Kuzma started 7 points, 6 boards, 9 assists. Miles Turner, 16 and 9 with 2 blocks. Amir Coffey, former Clippers player, out of nowhere starting 16 points, 5 boards, and 1 block. I guess that's a Doc Rivers special, but he is a solid player. AJ Green, 20 points. Ryan Rollins, 27, 4, and 4. Pete Nance off the bench with 16. Gary Trent, 13. Kevin Porter Jr. was back, ladies and gentlemen. 18 points, 6 boards, 9 assists, 5 steals. That's what we've been waiting for, Kevin Porter Jr. to come back. They eased him in, I guess. Played him 29 minutes off the bench. Expect him to start next game over Amir Coffey.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
And reminder, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill. Follow us on Twitter, on X, on YouTube. We record live, and we're on YouTube and X right now live. So drop your comments, and we will respond to them at the end of the show. Appreciate you for watching and listening. The next game, the Spurs defeat the Thunder 116-106. Jade Williams, the big, 24 points, 12 boards, 2 blocks. That's one of the best games he's ever had. I think he could do more of this, but he kind of plays a role because in college he has so much potential to be a really good big, and he kind of comes to OKC and plays a rebounding role, defensive role. But showing a 24 and 12 may be a surprise to some, but not to me. But Shea was out, and Chet was out, and Dort was out, and Hartenstein was out, and Caruso was out. So, you know, they also were missing a ton of players. Kenrich Williams started 25 and 9. Isaiah Joe started, had 2 blocks, but not much else. Aaron Wiggins, 20 points, 6 assists, 4 boards, 5 steals. Cason Wallace, 13. 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Brooks Barnheiser, 14 points, 5 assists. And it was just a weird game. And if you didn't hear, they did acquire Jared McCain. Because Shea is injured right now, he may miss a week or so. And, you know, Jared McCain, I mean, hopefully that's all it is. I hope they didn't trade for Jared McCain in hopes to replace Shea for a long term. But from what it sounds like, his injury won't be too serious. But, I mean, just acquiring talent, you know. Good move by the Thunder. In this same game, the Spurs, who won, Victor Wembanyama, 22-14 with 2 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 15-10 with 3 steals and a block. And he felt slighted that he was not an all-star because they are 34-16. But he's not having an all-star year. I'm sorry, De'Aaron Fox. Stephon Castle, 14-4 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. Keldon Johnson, 25-6. Luke Kornet had 15 boards. Carter Bryant off the bench with 11 points, 5 boards, 2 steals. And it's crazy how you see Wembanyama went 22-14-2, and it's not even thought about as a great game. That's a great game. The Grizz defeated the Kings. The Grizz has been doing a lot of movement. They traded a lot of people. 129-25. Santi Aldama, 12-6 with 2 blocks and a steal. Cedric Cowart started, had a bad game offensively, but had 5, 7, and 6 with a block. Want to see more points from him, especially in a game like this where it's no Ja, no Jaren Jackson Jr. Jock Landale was traded. A lot of people out of the rotation, but it is what it is. Gigi Jackson started 16-7 with a steal and a block. Jalen Wells, 18 points. Ty Jerome, 28 points, 7 assists. And they're going to be bringing in talent. How will that affect Ty Jerome? They're getting Walter Clayton from Utah and another good prospect from Utah. I can't even remember right now. Taylor Hendricks. So they're going to be bringing in some new young guys. Everyone's going to want to see Walter Clayton start and get an opportunity to show what he can do. But Ty Jerome is probably a better player at this point right now. But that's going to be interesting to see. He should come in. And, you know, they also have Cam Spencer, who had 20 points, 5 assists, 3 boards. So they're going to have 3 really good point guards. But, you know, who's going to be the starter? We will see. I got to focus on the future, the past, the present. We'll see. KCP at 15 off the bench. For the Kings, Domantas Sabonis finally had a good game, 24-15. And that was in 24 minutes. He also had a steal. So if he can get up to 30 to 32 minutes, Sabonis will be officially back. But he's still babying him back. But it's nice to see him have a really good game because he's been beta beat in the other games and it's not been this good. So he's on the right track. DeAndre Hunter, who was traded to the Kings recently for Keon Ellis and Dennis Schroeder, had started, had 9 points, 2 boards, 1 assist. That's it. 3-for-11 from the field. Bad game. He's just another solid player that's not going to help this team. It was not a good trade, but he will have some good games. But he wanted to come to a place where he can start. He started. He did not show up. But we can call it first game jitters. Got to get used to the team and everything. But anyway, Russell Westbrook, 13 points, 5 for 14 from the field, 5 assists and a steal. DeMar DeRozan, 20 points, 5 assists. Zach LaVine, 11 points, 1 steal. Malik Monk, 13 and 4 assists. Will he get traded? We don't know. Devin Carter, 10, 6 and 5 with a steal and a block. And Nick Clifford with 14 points, 5 assists. And there were questions about whether he would start with Schroeder out of there. But he still played 26 minutes. So Nick Clifford is a guy to keep an eye out on. And for the last and final game, the Cavs defeated the Clippers 124 to 91, and these teams just traded their big superstars, Darius Garland, for James Harden. Neither one of them played, but Jared Allen, 10 and 11 with 2 steals and a block after his huge performance last game. Donovan Mitchell, 29 points, 9 assists, 5 boards, 4 steals, incredible. Sam Merrill, 11, Jalen Tyson, 17 and 4 with a steal. Larry Nance, 8 points. Thomas Bryant, 8 and 8 with 2 blocks. Really good game in limited minutes for Thomas Bryant. Dennis Schroeder did play, 11 points, 6 assists, 3 steals. Great production as the backup point guard in 19 minutes. So he's ready to roll. He could have started, but I don't know if they wanted to ease him in because, Garland's out. James Harden wasn't there. So for this one game, they could have started Dennis Schroeder, but they didn't. We'll have to keep an eye on if he'll have this same 19 to 25 minute role when James Harden gets there. Craig Porter Jr., 7 points and 2 steals. Keon Ellis played as well, 6 points in 18 minutes and a steal. They are just very deep right now, and we'll see how that translates. For the Clippers, Kawhi had 25 and 7 with 4 assists and a steal. And he was just named into an All-Star game as well, deservingly so. John Collins, 19 and 7. Brooke Lopez, 5. Chris Dunn, 2. Kobe Sanders, 4. They combined for 11 points between those three starters. That's not good. All three of them need to not be starting. But that's just the state of the Clippers right now. They're going to need, we got Garland coming in, but it's not looking good. Yannick Kolar-Niederhauser off the bench, 10 and 8 with 2 blocks. That's because it was a blowout. Hubie Brown was able to get some minutes and have 10 points as well. But the Clippers are in desperate need for an overhaul. Kawhi may have to be moved out. This team is not good. All right, let's go over the players of the night on this crazy day. Jokic, 30 and 14 with 10 assists. Jalen Brunson, 42 and 8 with 9 assists. Anthony Edwards, 30 and 8 with 3 steals. Scotty Barnes, almost a triple-double, 22, 10 and 8. Nemi Escada with 10 points, but 19 boards and 5 blocks. Trey Murphy, the third, 44 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. Kevin Porter Jr., really nice all-around game, 18, 6, and 9, and that was off the bench. J-Dub, 24 and 12. Wembanyama with the huge 24 and 12 game. Keldon Johnson gets a shout-out with 25 and 6. Ty Jerome, 28 and 7. Sabonis, 24 and 15 in limited minutes. Donovan Mitchell, 29, 9, and 4 steals. And Kawhi Leonard with 25 and 7 boards. Now, what a great day of basketball. Can't wait to see more trades coming in tomorrow and today for you guys because this will be airing on Thursday. Got a question from AGZ20. Do you think Yabusele going to the Bulls is going to hurt Jalen's fantasy value now? Thanks. I do not think so because Yabusele was a good asset for the Sixers. But he's not a starting caliber forward slash center right now. He can come in and get some minutes for the Bulls, but he's not better than Jalen Smith, and he's been there the whole time. The Bulls also have a young rookie, Lachlan Olbrich, and he's a solid young big as well. And I don't know if they want to go that route because he's been getting minutes. And if this team is in a rebuild, you're going to want to play the young guys even more. Yabusele is a really useful role player, so I wouldn't be worried about him. I would say Jalen Smith should be fine, or Lachlan Olbrich could be someone you can consider. But we're still going to have to wait and see. The Bulls made a lot of moves, you know, bringing in Jaden Ivey, had Conley, he's in, he's out. Kobe White out. That team is going to look like a whole different team when we see them finally play. They're going to be very interesting, and they could possibly make another move to trade Vucevic for Anthony Simons. Tells me they're going full rebuild, full youth movement. So that's just a name to look out for, Lachlan Olbrich. All right. Thank you guys for your questions. Thank you for listening to the Box Score Breakdown. Follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Sports Ethos. We are presented to you by FanDuel. Thank you all so much again. I am at William Is Bill. Follow me now. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, guys, I'm out of here. Peace.